Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we're going to do the first hour here by ourselves, you and me. And then the next hour, we got Keith Lockwood going to be calling in from, I believe Keith is in Florida. He's been a guest here before, but he's going to be calling in. He's with the Department of Natural Resources. He's going to go over some spring fishing stuff with us, some opportunities, some places, some ideas, some things that are going on with the department. So we'll wait to hear from Keith in the next hour, the 6 o'clock hour. And right now it's me. So if you got any questions about anything fishing or hunting related, I'm more than glad, or the great outdoors, I'm more than glad to discuss those with you. We've had a I'm tired. I will tell you why I'm tired. I've got a loved one in the hospital, and I've got things going on behind the scenes that affect the hunting community. I'm working on my income taxes. And there's just many tornadoes swirling around my life right now. I've got some other things going on I'm not going to talk about, but I'll tell you what. Whew, it's been a week, so I'm a little tired. And other than that, we're going to present a great show with you this morning. The proposed hunting and trapping regulations that we talked about here, that cover all aspects of hunting and hunting regulations and trapping regulations for the starting with the 2014 through 2016 seasons, 2014, 2015, and 2015, 2016 seasons have been approved. They need to go on the Maryland Register, and then they will become regulations. One is the hunting privilege suspension. This is a series of violations that will suspend your license, your privilege to hunt for a period of up to 5 years, depending on the egregiousness of the violation. That passed, and that will be a new regulation. And we'll delve into that more in another time. I've got one of the state district attorneys checking on some of the things that for me and trying to do a little article that we can put in print. When I get that done, I'll share that with you. Morning doves, they're going to add 20 days to the morning dove season, and they're picking the dates, but you know, they've been given the go-ahead by the feds to extend the season. You know, doves are a federally protected migratory game bird, just like ducks and geese, so it's 20 days, mostly on the later seasons. Turkey season, wild turkey, they have adopted the winter turkey season regulation. There's going to be a three-day season. It was going to be a week, but they've cut that back to a three-day season, ending on the fourth Saturday in January. Ending on the fourth Saturday in January. Rifles, of course, prohibited. And this is a statewide turkey season. This season has the same fall bag limit as the regular turkey season in Western Maryland. And it was modified from a seven-day to a three-day season due to concerns expressed by the public. The fall turkey season date in Western Maryland has been shifted to open two Saturdays prior to the junior deer hunt, which is a pretty good rationale. In black bears, they've ended the quota system, which means you'll still have to apply by lottery. You'll still get selected, but they're going to open the bear season for a predetermined number of days rather than you have to check in every day. I killed a bear. I didn't kill a bear. Is the season open tomorrow? They're going to set it for a certain numbers of days. They didn't say how many days, whether it's going to be 3, 4, 5 days. That's one change to the bear season. They also changed the sub-permittee and permittee part of that. And what that means is you're the permittee if you get a bear license. You have the permit. You can give somebody else permission to go with you, and they become your sub-permittee. Either one of you can take the bear, but only one bear. Then there's a third sub-permittee called a landowner sub-permittee. That's the landowner, so he can hunt bear on his own land. Again, one permit, one bear, three people who can take that bear. Now, what they've done is they've changed that sub-permittee program to You can still name two people. One of them can still be the landowner, but the landowner sub-permittee program has been eliminated. So what that means is if you're hunting somebody's land and he wants to have a permit to take a bear, he can do that. But if you decide you want to hunt state ground or public land or another property and the landowner doesn't have permission, or the landowner only has permission, you know, for his own land or whatever it might be, that he can actually go and hunt on somebody else's property or on public property. So they've changed that sub-permittee. In a few words, it's a little difficult. It's better to read it. But point is, they've changed that part. And now the permittee and the sub-permittees are allowed to sit where they can't necessarily see each other. In other words, you know, set on the opposite sides of a ridge or something like that, be in communication with cell phone. Used to be had to be in line of sight. All right. Trapping regulations, there were some minor adjustments there. The biggest one is they're going to end fox trapping season concurrently with fox hunting season. That'll be, I think, an extension of about, I don't know, 2 weeks or something for the fox season. A couple of other notes on trapping. The big one is the one that got a lot of attention was the antler restrictions on white-tailed deer, where one of your three deer has to have a minimum of 3 points, at least 1 inch on one side, a 6 point, basically. Antler restriction, antler point restriction is statewide, and it's on white-tailed deer. It also reduces the antlerless bag limit in Region A to only two per year, but no more than one in any weapon season. And what else do we have here? There's a wanton waste law, prohibit the wanton waste of white-tail and sika deer, which means you have to take every precaution to recover your deer. Gives you you can check in your deer. You know if you find your deer and you can only get the back straps out of it, you can check it in and then butcher the deer in the field if you have to get the one hind quarter that the fox haven't eaten and the back straps out of it and that type of thing, and that is covered under this law. The Frederick County proposal that we talked about a little bit enthusiastically here on the air a while back, which would have adjusted the current zone that limits deer hunting to shotguns only in Frederick County, a draft map was put up with making the surrounds of Frederick a shotgun-only zone and then opening the rest of the county to rifle. Well, that was opposed by the people in Frederick County, and that proposal was dropped. So Frederick County remains as it has been. Sika deer, increases sika deer bag limit to three per weapon, no more than one antlered, which means, three with a muzzleloader, three with a firearm, and three with a bow. And that pretty much does it. So those regulations will be adopted as soon as they are placed on the register. So there we are. Any comments? You're welcome to call 410-922-6680. Love to talk to you about any of that. More coming up as soon as the emails reload here on my email. Hold on a second. I'm going to take a drink of coffee. Boy, I hope you're enjoying coffee as much as I. I think this is Tully's Hawaiian blend. I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a Keurig coffee maker, that's for sure. Oh, I see Josh and John have emailed me. Good morning, guys. How's everybody? Let's see. What else is up here? More news. Nope, that's not it. Normally I print these things out. I just didn't have time to print all this stuff out. I would have loved to, but I didn't. So we have to do it the hard way, unfortunately. So, of course, you can certainly call in if you'd like, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Oh, well, that's a good one. All right. Let's take a little break here, and that'll give me an opportunity to scroll through the email and get the things that I need to get. How about that? Hey, it's Splash into Spring event. It started yesterday. It continues through today at Talbot Power Sports on Route 50 in Easton. The headliners are the Can-Am Spider, the Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft, and the Can-Am ATVs with huge savings and the best deals of the season. The Can-Am Spider, with its Y-frame design and seven automotive technologies, you can count on an exhilarating and confident ride from sport to touring. There's a Can-Am Spider. That's that three-wheeled-looking motorcycle deal. Two wheels in the front, one in the back. It's pretty cool-looking. For your riding style, Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft has over a dozen models to fit your style. The exciting new Spark is a playful, easy-to-ride, and family-friendable... I wrote this and I can't read it. It's family-friendly, affordable. In other words, they've come out with a new model that's reasonably priced for everybody. From beginner to luxury to performance, Sea-Doo has the perfect personal watercraft for your family. Go off-road where adventure lives on a K&M ATV, whether it's for work or for play. Choose the Outlander or the Renegade Sport 4x4. Today only, last day, Talbot Power Sports. Take the family there to Talbot Power Sports. The address is 9477 Ocean Gateway. It's on Route 50 on the left before you get into Easton. For food, door prizes, and fun, it's a Splash into Spring event featuring Can-Am and Sea-Doo. All right. While you're on your way there, we would recommend that you stop at, well, Kent Island's largest selection of fishing, hunting, and crabbing supplies. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is always Chesapeake Outdoors. Yes, indeed. They're an archery pro shop. They carry Mission bows and crossbows, Matthews compound bows, Parker bows and crossbows, Barnett crossbows, and they have all the accessories to get you ready for the upcoming hunting season. Shotguns for turkey, ammo for turkey. They've got the zinc turkey calls and the Avian X decoys, which are very realistic looking. And they're ready for, Drake waterfowl clothing, whatever they have left, is still 40% off. They also carry Under Armour. And for fishing, they've got rods, reels, and tackle, of course. They've got a huge selection of what are called mojos. These are the big, giant trolling lures in all the custom colors. 16-ounce, 20-ounce, 24-ounce umbrellas is what they are, umbrella lures. And, of course, the other bucktails and umbrellas by a manufacturer called Spankin' Stripers, locally manufactured. Spankin' Stripers, you know, like hitting them on the butt, spanking them. Yeah. And the Bubba Blade, world-famous knife. Where are they located? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Kent Island. That's 410-604. That's Dominion Road, by the way. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, right after you get off the Bay Bridge, Dominion Road, Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge, the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. And you Yeah, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Ha-ha, that's easy enough. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, the Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. So stop by your local fish and citation center or check the fishing rule book. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
I drive a John Deere tractor. Yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the shore thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like to hunt ducks and geese. I like to fish, fillet and release. I love everything about the Chesapeake Bay. To the east.
All right, that's good.
The ocean deep and wide.
Good old Bird Dog Wheeler and the Road Kings. Good morning, Josh. How are you, my friend?
All right, sir. How are you doing?
Yeah, you sound good this morning.
I haven't gotten up this early in a little while.
Ah, well, I'm glad you're listening. What's up, man?
Not much. I was listening in, and I lost my Wi-Fi connection on the bear reg changes.
Yeah.
I didn't catch the end of it. Did they do away with having to be within sight of?
Yes,
your...
they did. That has been changed and will be a regulation.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Very good.
And the antler point the antler point restriction. Did you?
I caught that.
Okay.
But that was for Area A, right?
No, that's the whole state.
Okay, go ahead and repeat that then, because I did miss it then.
Okay, basically, one of your three deer or two of your four deer,
okay,
will have, if you have a bonus tag, will be required to have 3 points on one side, 1 inch or longer. Basically, a 6 point main beam, G2 and brow tine, or you know whatever G2, yeah. G3, whatever it is. So
personally, I'm not opposed to that.
I'm not opposed to that either.
Yeah.
So
I hunt in Pennsylvania, and we have a nice-sized farm up there, and we might not see as many deer as we used to see, you know, 10 years ago, but
right.
the quality of the bucks are much higher.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know? And probably see more bucks.
Yeah, as far as the ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I can remember being in college and, you know, opening day, you might see 30, 40 deer.
Exactly.
You know, now you might see...
We had a herd of 40 come out in the field one day.
Yeah,
you know.
And now I might see, in the opening day, I think I saw 3 in the morning and maybe half a dozen in the evening.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like a pretty good ratio.
Oh, yeah.
Those.
Yep.
Now there were a bunch of yearlings in there, you know.
Sure, when you see those spikes and 4 points, and if you killed enough spikes and 4 points, you know, come on, big boy, and then you've got bucks in the future. So
yep, exactly.
It's always good.
I don't have a problem with it, you know. I always believed if I was going to get something to eat, I was going to shoot the doe anyway. So.
Exactly. Yep.
But I wanted to extend. You know, my helping hand, anything you need, you know, with things that are going on, you call me.
Yeah, and I will.
I'm serious. I got to call.
I know. It's just busy, man. It's just, you know, there's things swirling around that have nothing to do with me other than the fact that, you know, I know about them. There's family stuff going on all the time. And, yeah, it's just a week where it all kind of came together. So that's all right.
Well, just don't hesitate to call me, okay?
I won't. Don't worry about that.
All right, buddy.
Hey, by the way, Josh, is your wife a Rachel Ray fan? Does she watch Rachel Ray?
Well, sometimes.
Tell her to tune in Monday at 10 o'clock if she has the opportunity.
Okay, I will.
Monday at 10 o'clock. You'll recognize somebody there. I'm serious. You will recognize a guest from Maryland on the Rachel Ray show. And I'll give you one hint, and this is, and only you would know this.
Okay.
You outbid her.
Really? Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good.
All right, buddy.
I still feel bad about that.
No, you don't. Don't worry about it. See ya. You wouldn't have felt bad at all if you'd have won the gun.
Yeah, I know.
I know. All right. See you later.
Care,
all right, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Moving right along. Oh, I tell you what, this guy here, you know what? I'm not even talking about the oyster poachers anymore. Thank God that season's almost over. I mean, if those guys don't patrol themselves and they don't know that they're being watched on radar and they can't stay out of the sanctuary, shame on them. You know, I'm sure it's boring to most of our listeners when I keep, unless they're related to somebody down there, you know, but anyway. However, here's a good one. On Sunday, yes, a Northeast man was charged Sunday with illegally catching striped bass. An officer on patrol at Elk Neck State Park saw Alan Dion Smith, 46-year-old man, fishing south of Rocky Point, and noticed he had two striped bass. The angler received citations for fishing without a recreational license and possession of striped bass during closed season. Total fine. $575. Mr. Smith is scheduled to appear in the Cecil District Court on May 14th. Now, I don't know if you remember this one or not, but a Silver Spring man was found guilty last Friday in Annapolis District Court. He was in possession of a couple of undersized striped bass, like 228. I'm not kidding. This guy had 228 undersized striped bass. Yeah, no kidding. I think we might have reported on this. I think we might have reported on this when it happened. An officer with the Maryland Natural Resources Police was on patrol at Sandy Point last August 31st, 1:30 a.m. in the morning, when he stopped a boat returning to the marina. After receiving permission from the owner to check the coolers aboard the 14-foot recreational vessel, the officers found 228 striped bass under the legal minimum of 18 inches. The officer found about 30 pounds of white perch in the coolers, too. None of the four people on a boat had a fishing license. So... that the trial of his fishing companion is set for April 18th. The district courts in Anne Arundel participated in a program that highlights natural resources cases on specific day each month. Under the program, cases including fishing, hunting, boating, and tree expert violations are heard on a specific day each month in the region where they occur. So anyway, the name of this this guy's 34 years old. He pleaded guilty to a single violation. He was fined $2,000 and placed on unsupervised probation. Yes, sir. Erben O. Nunez Aleman pleaded guilty. He was fined $2,000.
Now his buddy, Amaya Chicas, he's gone to trial on the 18th. We'll let you know about him. We don't need no stinging license. Edmund Nunez Aleman, 228 undersized striped bass, less than 18 inches. You'd think they'd have lucked into one decent fish, wouldn't you? All right, come on. That's enough now. I think we've made our point, Brian. I think we'll even, that's good enough. I don't think we'll play our theme song. You want to play our theme song for poachers? Why not? Go ahead. I haven't heard John Anderson in a while.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right. Enough of that. There's more stuff out there, but I'm weeding through the whole violator thing. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you about whatever's going on in your life and whatever's going on in the outdoors where you live. If you'd like to talk about it, I'd like to talk about it with you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Did I mention Keith Lockwood from DNR is going to be on the air in the next hour? So he's going to be talking about spring fishing opportunities, and that'll be good. That will be real good. Well, I've mentioned in the past I've had a concern, and some of you have told me, and I've heard from other people that sportsmen aren't getting represented in Annapolis. Some of the proposals, the laws, the bills put in by members of the General Assembly are not going well for sportsmen, Sunday hunting being preeminent in those, and there are some others. And I'm concerned, and I think you should be concerned. Nobody there fighting for us. I mean, you know, DNR will give their input, and it's very good, and I'm sure it's very influential, but when you have somebody from hunting community who will sit in and testify on a particular bill and say, you know, this is why, this is who I am, this is what we do, and that type of thing, that's one thing. When you have somebody that knows how to do it and knows how to, knows how to deal with the members of the General Assembly, knows who to talk to, know who the chairs of the various committees are, knows the influential delegates and senators, and knows who needs a deal made with who, and there's none of that going on, okay? So I've been digging, and I've been annoying the crap out of a lot of people. And hopefully within the next, if not 2 weeks, the next 30 days, I'll be able to tell you a little bit more of that story. So the threat against Sunday hunting for the – you know how it works. I mean, Sunday hunting was won back in, I think, 2003. You know, first time in 350 years we were able to hunt anything here in Maryland on Sunday. And it was a limited deer season in a number of counties in the state. It was like one Sunday in firearm season and one Sunday in bow season. And then each county delegation was approached by people in their county and decided to make more recreational opportunities available and more and more and more. And, you know, along the way added days and so forth. And the county delegations were the ones that, by statute, the original statute, that were responsible for getting those laws passed in their counties. And, you know, now we have a hodgepodge of, a crazy quilt of Sunday hunting regulations. Some county has, you know, 8 Sundays, and some county has 2, and that type of thing. Well, that's all done, you know, that was done from the beginning. That was the only way they could get anything passed. So now what's happened is the organized horse community, the Maryland Horse Council, has hired a lobbyist, as I covered last week, and they want to repeal every Sunday hunting law in Maryland. Right now they're working, county by county to stop it. They stopped Kent County last year. They stopped Anne Arundel County this year. I don't know how they can stop a bill that's put in by a county delegation like Anne Arundel County was this year. I don't know how they had that much influence. But apparently Mr. Boston is having a major influence in the General Assembly. So, that being said, the fight is the lines are already drawn for the fight, and they'll make as much progress as they can this year, but next year they smell blood because there's no representation. So I'm working on that, and I may have a solution and I may not. Let's talk to Art on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Art. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. Thanks for waiting. What's up?
Well, I was just thinking about buying an all-loader shotgun.
Okay.
Wondering what you thought about the Browning Maxis.
Browning Maxis is nice. I watched a guy walk out of Clyde Sports Shop with one of those the other day.
Okay.
Yep. He really liked it. He said it felt good. It looked good. There's a number of models available. Is this primarily for waterfowl hunting, or is this for everything?
Primarily for everything. I do more pheasant than anything.
I see. Okay. Well, I'd also tell you to take a look at the A5. The new A5.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
The new Browning A5.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Yeah, the Browning A5 is another nice one. And I'll tell you who has a good selection, and that's our sponsor who will be coming up here next. That's Clyde Sports Shop.
Okay.
Stop by and see them. They're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. And, it was funny because that you brought that up, because when I walked in, there was one guy who was tossing up the first one you mentioned, the Maxis, and then there was another guy who was bundling up his A5 to take out and put in his car. So, I mean, they were selling, you know, that was a week or so ago, and they were busy. So they were selling an A5, and they were selling a Maxis, and I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. So
you like the A5 better than the Maxis?
I've not shot either one. I do like the feel of the A5. And I know Bill, one of the owners at Clyde's, has shot that A5 since it came out. He absolutely loves it. He said it's the smoothest shooting firearm that he's ever had. And what he likes about it, he can shoot light loads on the sporting clays range, and he can shoot heavy waterfowl loads with it. It's very adaptable, is what he's saying. You know, it'll go from 2 3/4 to 3 inches in a heartbeat. Doesn't matter if it's a dove load or if it's a heavy load for waterfowl or whatever it might be, steel or whatever. He said it just eats everything. He loves it.
Okay, that's good to know, because I shoot a lot of 2 3/4 shells.
There you go.
All right, man. Thanks for your help.
All right. Well, check him out. You need the phone number, 410-242-6108.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Art. See ya. There goes Art. Let's talk to Ray in Pasadena. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I've been
trying to get out the last couple of times, trying to get the yellow perch fishing.
Yeah, how's that snow treating you?
I can't hit it. I mean, everyone or every other time, it's like the wind's blowing too hard.
Yep.
I went down to right by my house. It's called Beechwood Park down there.
Yeah.
And just can't hit it. The wind's blowing out the water.
Hey, join the rest of us, man.
Do you have any reports or anything of anybody catching anything?
The yellow perch last week, when you could get out and hit a few of the spots, were there for a while. I know I got a photo, a text photo from a fellow that was fishing on the upper chop tank, and he had yellow perch and white perch The surprise was the size of the white perch. They were really nice. And then I got another text from him with a picture last night, and he said, white perch are gone. We caught a few small yellow perch.
Man.
So, I mean, it's, you know, now I don't know if they're gone everywhere. They were gone.
Right.
They were gone last night. So, I mean, it's a mess. I mean, the weather's just screwed everything up. You know,
like the last 5 years, I used to go on Eastern Shore all the time.
Yeah.
Red Bridges.
Yep. Upper Chop Tank,
go down Blackwater.
Yep.
But gas is so expensive, and it's kind of like a hit and miss. You don't want to throw your gas money away and go over there and draw a blank.
Right. I understand
I'm
that.
Closer to home now.
Yeah.
Like, I can just sneak down. If I see some cars down there parked, I know that they're in there trying to get a couple of yellow perch.
Right.
I wanted to fish the yellow perch. I'm guessing it's probably gone by now because the weather's uncooperative.
Well, you know, what has happened? No, the perch are going to be there. But one of the biologists that we talked about here for 2 weeks about yellow perch said basically, you know, the weather, the water's so cold that the perch weren't coming up. So they were schooled up. There were plenty of them, and they were nice perch, but they were schooled up downriver.
Right.
And he said what will happen is if the water stays too cold, they'll spawn right where they are, and they won't.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
They won't make that run all the way up.
Huh.
So you know, hey, we're here. We may as well do this now, and you know, conditions are suitable. But we're not going up in that cold water.
Right.
So
at least I get out. At least by this time of year, I'm like out 10 times.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, it snowed. The wind blew the water out of the creek one time. I went over to Clyde's. I come in there. The guy goes, "Oh, the shrimp guy, he ain't coming in for another hour."
Right.
I'm like, "Come on!"
I know.
I gotta get out.
Yep. I got you.
All right,
brother.
Sir,
thanks.
Thank you.
All right. See
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. Now they've got everything you need for fishing. Just like that guy mentioned, they've got the bait. They got the rods, the reels, the line. I have a reel in there. I picked up last week, listen to this, a 411 Mitchell, left-hand version of the 410. I took it in and I said, "Billy, I said, I paid $15 for this at an antique shop. How'd I do?" He said, "Pretty good. The handles are $20. I said, "Yeah, I figured it was worth a little bit more than 15. So, I mean, that's a classic. It made in France. That's a classic made back in the 60s. Anyway, I was proud to see my snag deal on that. That was pretty good. So anyway, they're fixing it up for me. They're, you know, they're cleaning it and taking good care of it, and it's in there right now. But I talked to one guy here earlier about the firearms. You know, they have a full selection of firearms for home protection. They've got the A5. They've got the, you know, the other Browning firearms that we talked about. They've got turkey loads and guns for turkey season if you need that, handguns for personal protection, and a full gunsmithing services, you know, scope mounting, bore sighting, cleaning, repairs. As well as the same thing with fishing rods and reels, wind the line on your spools, live bait, you name it. Full service fishing and hunting shop, archery, you name it. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108 or dial into that fishing hotline for the latest fishing report. That number is 247-FISH, 247-FISH. You knew the number, didn't you? That's why you were giving me that look. 247-3474. 247-FISH. Did I get it right? All right. And I think that gentleman called in from Pasadena, so I want to tell you about Fish Bones Bait and Tackle right there in Pasadena. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, check out Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Yeah, now you take Route 100 to the end. You hop onto Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. The folks that live down there on Mountain Road know right where it is beside the Shell station there, 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Bud will give you a great trolling report. He's got the little trolling charts he'll hand out, show you how to troll, and the hand-tied bucktails and hand-painted, hand-tied bucktails, parachutes, umbrella lures for the upcoming trophy striped bass season. Bud has what you need. He also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573. That's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Week in Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day.
That's right.
Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
Watch the bobber go floating away. I like that part. And then when it pops, when it goes under, man, oh, I love that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A couple announcements here. The Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department, Ducks Unlimited, is having a sportsman's bash in 2 weeks, Saturday, April 12th. The doors open 11:30. It runs till 6. Food and beer is included. I would recommend you just simply go to the website, www.kigunbash.com, K-I for Kent Island, gunbash.com. Basically, the way it works, you buy a ticket. To get in, it's $50. You get that's for one raffle chance and food and beer. Okay, $100 entry ticket gets you in the door and three raffle chances. Okay, so you can also buy more chances if you want, and you don't have to be present to win. But every 15 minutes from 12 noon to 6 o'clock, they're giving away cash or a firearm. And I'm not going to read them all, but there's lots of them. And I'll give you a phone number here for who to call, too. Call Jody Schultz. He's a local guy, a fireman down there. 410-310-1002. Let him know you heard about it here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. If you want to buy tickets, 410-310-1002. Go online, www.kigunbash.com. And let's not forget, J.O. Spice's new retail shop is going to open next Saturday, April 5th. A lot of new crabby stuff there, so check that out on their website, jospice.com. And they are located at on Old Georgetown Road off Sulphur Spring Road, 410-247-5205, excuse me. All right, phone call. Come on, need somebody to wind us up here. Yep, next hour is going to be Keith Lockwood from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We've got Keith calling. He's going to talk about spring fishing opportunities. Let's hope that the spring has finally sprung. And I've been out sighting in my 22-250. Does anybody have a groundhog load they recommend for that? I know, I'll call Chuck Reel. He'll know. But anybody have a groundhog load for a 22-250? I'm thinking the groundhog season is going to start early next year. Yeah, I think maybe if we show up sometime in the early morning darkness of February 2nd in somewhere outside of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, we might be able to start our groundhog season off pretty early and ensure that the groundhog doesn't see his shadow. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying, you know. Okay. All right. Let's talk to Jay in Westminster. Morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning. I beginning the show, you said you've been busy all week. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about that fellow in California, Yee.
Yes, I did. Like a state senator or something.
Yeah, he was ready. He was running guns, but anyway, he had.
No, wait. He wasn't running guns. He wasn't doing that either.
Oh.
You need to pay attention, Jay. Okay. He was a member of the state legislature. Okay, and he was working with undercover officers, federal officers, and offered for money to connect them with an illegal gun trafficker.
Oh, okay.
That's what he. But he's a big anti-gun guy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That he had the top rating from the Brady Group.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, go to the Citizens Council, whatever CCK, what gun rights, whatever Alan Gottlieb's group, and you can read the whole story there. That's for sure. But yeah, that's you talk about hypocrite,
right.
Man. Oh man, you're not
one
kidding.
Other quick question. I saw a tree in my yard yesterday. Got it out the first time I could get out. Throughout the whole yard, and
right.
It looked like somebody pulled a zipper up the side of the tree. Is that a deer damage?
Somebody pulled a zipper up the side of the tree.
Yeah, it starts at the bottom and went up about 3 feet, I guess. It was a young tree.
That's possible. It's possible. Had it started to heal a little bit?
Well, I don't think so. It looked like it. Just happened recently.
No, that's probably not a deer because by this time the deer would have probably lost their antlers. Now, you know, if a deer's doing that in November, maybe if it could have been as recent as November, yeah, it could have been a deer. Possible.
Well, I was thinking they were eating the bark.
Oh, that's possible too.
Because I've seen these out in fields. I've seen all these like a white protecting device around the. Base,
yeah,
small trees.
That's primarily for rabbits and to keep deer from rubbing them. Yeah, but a deer rub usually starts about 2 feet or so off the ground when the deer bends its head down and then rubs up and down as far as it can rub its head up and down.
Okay.
See, a deer only stands about 2.5 feet.
Well, anyway,
at the shoulder.
You but know anyway. Where those are available? Those white gizmos.
Any garden shop, I would assume. I mean, you can make your own. I used to make. When we had a garden, I used to make my own out of hardware cloth.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks,
all right. All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. Well, it's been a busy morning, kind of. That's what I think. Time for me to tell you one more time about the Splash into Spring event. And with the rain out there, it might be Splash into Spring. That's at Talbot Power Sports on Route 15 Easton. Just on the left, right before you get into Easton there. Today ends it. It was yesterday and today, and I hope you were able to attend. The headliners are the Can-Am Spyder, Sea-Doo Personal Watercraft, Can-Am ATVs with huge savings and the best deals of the season. The Can-Am Spyder You know what that looks like. That's got the two wheels in the front and one in the back motorcycle. With its Y-frame design and seven automotive technologies, you can count on an exhilarating and confident ride. From sport to touring, there's a Can-Am Spyder for whatever your riding style might be. The Sea-Doo personal watercraft has over a dozen models to fit your style. The exciting new Spark, that's the model, a Spark. It's playful, easy to ride, and family-friendly affordable. From beginner to luxury to performance, Sea-Doo has the perfect personal watercraft for your family. Go off-road, where adventure lives, on a Can-Am ATV. Whether it's for work or play, choose the Outlander or the Renegade Sport 4x4 Can-Am ATV. That's today only at Talbot Power Sports, 9477 Ocean Gateway, Route 50 in Easton, for food, door prizes, and fun. The Splash into Spring event featuring Can-Am and Sea-Doo personal watercraft. So, my. Got an email. Takes money to work a political agenda. It takes more to counter that agenda. When I say money, that would be for a lobbyist to educate the state legislature, a person that understands the legislative branch and its intricacies. As we discussed before, it's a common group of people with common ideals need someone to fight for their interest, and believe me, it can be a fight. It really is an outreach and education effort. A vast majority of the general public do not understand the democratic process that they have a right to participate in. And you know what? Many of the elected representatives do not understand the process either. Good point. Good point. Maybe one of these days we'll talk about how much money it takes. How much money you think it took to get the bear season? How much money you think it took to get Sunday hunting? How much money you think it took to get Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act? How much money it took to get all these great successes we've had in the past dozen years here in Maryland? And I'm not just on the hunting side. I'm talking about funding for the Maryland Aquatic Reef Initiative, funding for farmers and hunters feeding the hungry,